From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey Mason here. July 29th. The opening read, five stories that explain today's tape. Let's get into it. First, from the Daily Upside, ETF Odyssey continues as issuers sail toward another record-breaking year. The ETF market is looking a lot like showings of Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, crowded and breaking records. There have been 868 ETF launches in the U.S. through July 27, according to CFRA data, putting the market easily on track for yet another record-breaking year. Single stock and artificial intelligence or other tech-related funds have been especially popular, said Deborah Feuer, founder of the research firm ETFGI. Next, second, from the Daily Upside. After Wildride, ETF investors pump the brakes on energy funds. Who even has the energy anymore? Oil prices have risen and fallen at a dizzying pace this year amid uncertainty over the war with Iran, touching $90 a barrel last week, as U.S. forces marked nearly 2 weeks of strikes against the country. A pause in attacks this week, without an official ceasefire, sent prices downward. The United States Oil Fund, USO, dropped 8% over 5 days. Up next, third, from Bloomberg. Markets, SoftBank sells yen bond to institutions at year's highest coupon, SoftBank Group Corp. On Wednesday, priced at 90 billion yen, $550 million, bond offering sold to institutional investors as the company broadens its funding sources at home and abroad to pay for its massive investments in artificial intelligence. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg, markets. Japan's GPIF boosts JGB expertise by employing active bond funds. Japan's government pension investment fund hired active domestic bond funds for the first time in 5 years. A recognition that one of the world's biggest retirement money managers needs to increase its expertise to deal with volatility in the nation's debt market. Next, fifth, from Pristine Capital, MSFT and Meta earnings. Incoming. Hey, so you know how we've been talking about the AI bubble? Well, it seems like some air's coming out of that now. Money's moving into more conservative areas like healthcare and real estate. The trend model I look at just flipped a bit more positive, from 3 to 1, which could be a signal to start looking for some buying opportunities. Nothing too crazy, but it's worth keeping an eye on. The S&P 500's still trading around 4,100 TARs and the Nasdaq's around 13,400. Nothing too dramatic's happening there. It's just a slow grind, you know? People are rotating out of some of the more speculative stuff and into more stable areas. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do, but it's worth noting that this could be a good time to start looking at some of the bigger tech names that have been getting hammered lately. I'm thinking about Microsoft and Meta. They're both due to report earnings soon. If they can show some strength, that could be a good catalyst for the market. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, sixth, from Zero Diversity, why options get expensive before earnings. Hey, before we get to today's newsletter, here's a quick update. Our aim at Zero Diversity is to make financial education simple and accessible. Apart from writing these newsletters, we also conduct free boot camps, workshops, and online sessions across topics such as stock markets, trading, macroeconomics, and personal finance. If you haven't explored them yet, you can check out our online sessions here and upcoming events here. The market has never been short of surprises. And then, seventh, from TTG Trading, TTG EOD Market Review, positions, themes, and global trend portfolio. Traders, here is your end-of-day market recap. Today's market themes, RSP breakout with fins, XLF, and XLV Healthcare, Super Strong, Macro, Bonds, TLT 0.6%, Dollar DUP 0.1%, VIX 2.5%, Crude 4%, $79, A, iStock sold again, Med Devices, Builders, Comb to Tars, Materials, HC, Staples, Plus, Energy, Clean Energy, Semis, Quantum, Index Review, SPY, QQQ, IWM, End of Day, Market Recap, Video Percent from OpenPass Themes, Out of the Box, Proprietary Stock Screen Notes regarding the below lists, Names Trending Above Their Value Area on Three Different Timeframes, Users Volume at Price, Market Webs, MW, Trading System, Learn M Next. 8th, from The Market Chronicle, Why the Korean Won Matters for AI and Semiconductor Stocks. Please remember to subscribe to my Substack to receive this free daily commentary, which I work very hard to produce, directly in your inbox. Today's commentary was first introduced on June 5th for Advanced Topics members. Semiconductors were hit hard again today, and it is probably no surprise that the Korean won continued to strengthen. The won appears to have become an important part of the semiconductor story we've witnessed over the past several months. Korean investment flows into the US up next. 9th, from VBL Goldfix. Goldfix PM, why the Fed may hike. Housekeeping. Good evening. Morning rundown, macroeconomics, commodities, energy, geopolitics, founders, Goldfix intraday chat. Goldfix is a reader-supported publication. To receive new posts and support my work, consider becoming a free or paid subscriber. Read more and then. 10th, from StockQuakes. StockQuakes, AI stock analyzer, 5,000 stocks daily. Paid stock symbol. Viewable with paid subscription. Get 7-day free trial. Subscribe now. StockQuakes, top 10 average index charts. StockQuakes identify noteworthy changes in the market. StockQuakes sizes can be small, medium, large, and huge. The daily top 10 UP average index is an aggregate value of noteworthy changes in stocks that ended the day with stock prices higher than they opened per our AI algorithms. The daily top 10 UP average index is large today, with a StockQuakes level of 6.7. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.